we said we were going to, you know, try to upgrade this this offensive line. We did that with Jeremy Parnell and Wisniewski, and now with a third-round pick and A.J. Cann. And this is a guy that's a four-year starter, 51 career starts at left guard in the SEC, and he's strong. He's heavy-handed. He's a good athlete. He could play left guard. He could play right guard. He could probably play center. So we're going to see where it's at. We'll have great competition in there this year, and we'll take it from there.
Is this obviously – by all accounts, you're pleased with Linder. Is this a sign that you aren't pleased with Beatles?
No, I think it's a sign that, you know, we need to always keep in mind that we got to protect the quarterback to be able to run the ball. And this game is won in the trenches, offensively and defensively. And, you know, if there's a player of value there, we're always going to make a priority of building this offensive line. And we have a first-round pick in Luke Joeckel, a third-round pick in Brandon Linder, and now a third-round pick in AJ. And, you know, that's you can never have enough offensive linemen.
What do you think his skill set projects best?
Probably left guard or right guard. And I think in time it could be a center. He hasn't done it. I know he's practiced at it, but other than that, he hasn't had any game time at it.
What did the old ball coach tell you about this guy?
You know, they love the kid. I believe he's a team captain. He's a great kid. He's a team leader. He's as polished as you're going to probably find. Upbeat personality, and he's going to be a great cultural fit in this organization.
Is his body type different than some of the other guys that you have here? Were you guys looking for a different type of?
No, not really. I mean, we like the body types. You know, you talk about Brandon Linder, 6'5", close to 320. Luke Bowenko, 6'5", and, you know, 310, 312, somewhere along those lines. Luke Joeckel's in the 6'5 range, and he's nearing 320 these days. So the body types that we have is pretty good. Now, they're all starting to fill out in their first or second or third year. So this guy's he's stout. He's strong. He's maybe a little shorter than those other guys, but he's got a good base, and he's got good power.
That wasn't the case when you first got here. You really changed the look of the offensive line.
Yeah, and that, you know, that was a thing, and it's a piece by piece by piece, and that's what we're slowly doing at every position. And we've done it a little bit with the defensive line and the offensive line, and it takes some time, and, you know, running back position, and so receiver position. We're doing it piece by piece and just trying to get better incrementally.
Is this line built more like a gap scheme line at this point now? Is that what you're
I think we have a pretty versatile line. I think, you know, with the athleticism and the power of, like, a guy like AJ, a guy like Brandon Linder, you know, those guys can play in any scheme. You know, Jeremy Parnell could play in any scheme. So it's going to give us some flexibility where we can run some gap principles and some zone principles.
Was the offensive line the one area that you guys really hadn't been able to create that competition you talk about in your first 2 years?
We feel like last year there was some pretty good competition, and, you know, some of the young guys went out and pretty early with, like, Luke Bowenko. Remember, we had Brewster and some of those other guys there, Brandon Linder. But now it's real, and, you know, we have 10, 11 guys there that are going to compete, and it's going to be a good deal.
Did he visit here?
We visited with him at the combine.
Didn't play in the Senior Bowl or combine because of injuries. Did you see it as pro day or private workout? Or?
No, he was fine at the combine and that, so.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Gus? Thoughts about getting back in the third round? I mean,
we'll see.
Obviously, receiver is a little spot here.
Oh, not necessarily.
Okay.
But, you know, if there's a guy there. But we have, you know, you can only play so many receivers, right? We got three young guys we like, and, you know, some guys that, you know, that are vying for those fourth and fifth spots.